Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about how to force change, not just only for yourself, but for your career, for your future, and for the goals that you are looking to accomplish. Forcing change will not only help you, but it will position you differently because you are adapting to change that you are creating for yourself. So in this video, we're going to talk about how to force change and the importance behind it. If you stay towards the end, you'll understand how to change for yourself so your goals can be accomplished on a daily basis. So let me finish going live on all other places. Let me go live. And if this is your first time, welcome to Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we empower to inspire every podcaster in the world. And how we do that is that we learn from our failures and turn it into lessons, because failure is knowledge. You can only grow, develop, and establish yourself as you are learning more in life. So never get to a point where you stop learning. Always find a way to learn something new. Because the more you learn something new, the easier it is to change, because now you're working with change rather than against it. So this video is so important. This podcast episode, this conversation is so much needed. Because one thing that solves a lot of people is that we get comfortable in our everyday lives. And so let me write it on the board first, how to force change. I'm going to write it on the board. How to force change. And I'm starting to like this little diagram that I be doing every now and then. So how to force change. So when I was younger, and before I even got to high school and start playing football, I was in middle school playing football, and they was more lenient. They didn't apply as much pressure as high school, but middle school you had requirements and things that you had to do, but it wasn't as strict. It wasn't as like to the point. What it taught me is that even though you go from sixth grade to seventh grade, seventh grade to eighth grade, you transition to high school, you're always transitioning in life if you're understanding why you are transitioning. You can't stay in middle school for the rest of your life. I can't stay in middle school for the entirety of my life. Eventually, I'm going to have to transition to the next grade. I'm going to have to pass. I'm going to have to fail. I'm going to have to do something, because you get a year to learn a specific skill that a specific time while in middle school and high school and college and life. But you're learning things in a different way. And as you're learning things in a different way, change is constantly happening. Change is constantly happening. And so when I went to high school and I went to my first football spring practice, or high school hasn't even started yet, but it was a summer practice, not spring, but it was summer practice. When I went there, it was completely different because of the workouts, because of what we had to do, and the people there was completely different. That was new. It was people that I've never seen before. First off, they was a lot bigger. First off, they was a lot stronger. First off, they was in high school for a long period of time.
In life, change happens whether you are paying attention to it or you're not paying attention to it. It happens. It just happens on a consistent basis. To force change, you have to be willing to understand that as change is happening around you, how can you start changing within yourself? And so the reason why this is so important, because when you start to force change, you start to grow a little bit more. You start to develop even more, because what's happening to many people in life is that we don't understand that we're all constantly changing. Life shows you that as you are changing, you are growing. And as you are growing, you are developing even more for yourself. And so the first one I want to hit on is that you have to recognize your change. Rather than recognizing that you have to create a new change. And I'm right there, right on the board. Create a new change. Create a new change. And I'm going to show it to the board right here. I'm going to show it. Create a new change. How do you create a new change if you understand what's changing around you? The first thing that I learned is that when I was taking art classes while I was in high school, I wasn't the best drawer. I'm not as creative. I'm really just straight to the point. If it's numbers, if it's a line, like I can figure things out. Whereas if I have to create things, it's going to be completely challenging because I'm not familiar with that. And so one way that I learned how to be creative is that I had to, discover a new way to be creative. And I always thought just because you can't draw or just because you can draw, you become creative. No. There's different ways that you can be creative. I'm just thinking there's only one way to be creative. You see, my mom, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, she can draw. Not only can she draw, she can draw like amazing. My oldest brother, he can draw. And the fact that he's able to like create different images, I'm like, how do y'all do that? How do y'all get a pen, a notebook, and just start drawing pictures? I wasn't good with that. And then one of my buddies back in Little Rock, Arkansas, he can draw. And now he does tattoos. But the fact that he has some form of creativity, he was putting his creativity in the way where he was comfortable with showing it. Creativity is not just on a piece of paper. Creativity is not just in your voice. Creativity is not just being an artist. Creativity is creating change within yourself because you have to evolve your skills. Creativity is displaying your skills. When you learn more about the skills that you have, you stop comparing yourself to other people. Now, I always was jealous because I couldn't draw nothing. And as I couldn't draw anything, not only could I not picture anything in my mind, it really made me aware that I have a skill, but for me to discover this skill, I have to be willing to change what I think about this creativity. When you are forcing change, you are changing what you think about yourself. When you are forcing change, you are developing a new skill. When you are forcing change, you are learning something new. You see, when you learn something new, you are creating change. And the reason why you're creating change is because you are able to see more of how you are developing for yourself. See, creativity is a form of saying, I have a skill. I'm not good with hammers. I'm not good with nails. I'm not good with tools. But I am good with speaking. I am good with communicating. I am good with speaking to others. But many times in life, our skills are so downplayed, we don't recognize how creative we are being. Your skill is different from the next person, and the next person's skill is different from you. You are very unique. You are very special. You are what makes the creativity worth watching, worth learning, worth being around. Because what happens many times in life is that our creativity is wasted because we're not paying attention to it. Our creativity is not strengthened because we don't think our skill is good enough. Our creativity is only a thought because we're not acting on the skill that we can develop. You see, when you create a new change, you start to look at yourself differently. When you create a new change, you start to position yourself differently. When you create a new change, you are looking at yourself in a new light because the old light that you had is replaced with something new. I had to change my headlights. And when I went to go change my headlights, when I get in my car and I started up, the left side, you can see it, but the right side, there's no light. And so I'm like, why is it doing that? And so I went to AutoZone the other day, and when I went to AutoZone, he replaced the bad light, and it was a struggle. He put his hand in the engine, got the light out, turned it, and hold on. Okay, he put his hand in the headlight, took it out, took the light bulb out, but as he was changing the light bulb, it was hard because it wasn't coming out. It wasn't coming out. And as he's trying to get this light bulb out, it's challenging. As he's trying to change this light, it's difficult. As he's trying to change this light, he had to apply pressure so the light bulb can be taken out. And as he's trying to take it out, and he's pulling, and he's pulling, and he's pulling, and then eventually it comes out. What happens is that when you are changing your light, it's going to be difficult because you have to apply pressure to changing your light. Your creativity is in the dark, and when you get and discover something new about yourself, your skill has been developed. See, like a marker, the top stops the skill because the skill is within the cap. When you cap your talent, when you hide your talent, you are in the dark. When you expose your talent, expose your skill, you become the light because your light has changed. You see, when you create new change, you are creating a new light. You are walking in a new light. You are walking differently. You can only walk differently if you're able to change how you look, how you appear. I'm sorry, you can only walk differently if you're able to change what you think about yourself. You see, when you think about yourself, your creativity is going. When you think about yourself, your creativity is growing. When you think about yourself, your creativity is on display because every single day you are working on a skill. You see, to force your skill, you have to get out the dark and be willing to discover more about yourself. Be willing to learn something new and apply the information that you have discovered, because applied information makes your light shine brighter because you're getting smart. You're getting smarter. What were you going to say? Shine bright like a diamond. Sometimes your skill has to shine bright like a diamond, because in order for you to force change, you have to be willing to shine your light. When you force change, you give yourself permission to become different. When you force change, you give yourself permission to grow. When you force change, you are discovering a skill that you always had. And as you are discovering your skill, you are learning more about yourself. When you force change, I'm sorry, when you force change, you are creating change. You are creating a new, image of yourself. You are creating something new. To create something new, you have to understand, you have to be willing to use your creative skills to discover something new about yourself, because we all have skills. And it's until we recognize a skill that we would like to develop that we won't start to learn more about the specific skill that we have. Your creativity is different from the next. I remember I was in this business program with Action Zone. And it was teaching us more about business, who your customers are. Like, you can't serve everyone. If you're serving everyone, you're serving no one. And so in this program, they really broke down the importance, like entrepreneurship, why it's important, why it's needed, and how you can go about doing it and really focusing on it. Over time, as I'm in class, I'm learning, I'm asking questions, I'm understanding more about entrepreneurship. And they gave me a description of, not necessarily a description, but an explanation of farming, fishing, and the other one was farming, fishing, and dang, I can't remember the last one. But the two of them was fishing. Like going, like if you go out and fish and you put bait on the hook. I mean, I was younger, me and my twin brother, and a couple friends, we used to get worms on the hook. And we used to put the worm on the hook. And as we are reeling in the fish line, once we reel it out, the line goes out, but the bait is in the water. When you're fishing, you're baiting the fish. You're baiting your customers. You're baiting what people are looking for. You see, if you don't have the right bait on the hook, people are not going to come to you. If you don't have the right bait on your hook, the fish is not going to bite. Until you have the right bait, that's when you're going to discover who the fish or who the bait is for. Fishing takes time because you have to be patient. You have to be creative. Your line has to be strong. Your fishing pole has to be sturdy. You have to be paying attention because when the weight go down in water, it's time for you to reel the fish in. I mean, when I caught this catfish, and this catfish was pregnant. Wait, before we even threw the catfish in, we baited the hook with worms. But I think we put a little bit extra dirt on it or an extra worm on it. And when we caught the catfish, I reeled it in. But as I looked behind in the water, there was a snake moving along the fish. And as fast as we was reeling, the snake was going even faster. Now, as a kid, we didn't even see that because we're paying attention to one thing. And as you're fishing, you might throw your bait out there, and as you're throwing your bait out there, you might get a fish that you're looking for. But right underneath the fish, or right behind the fish, there's a critter that's coming to get your food. You see, the reason why this is so important, because we are forcing change. You change how you do things. You change how you look at life, and you change the different ways that you are approaching different situations. You can only be creative if you are forcing yourself to think. You can only be creative if you are thinking beyond your limits. You can only be creative if you have a chance to think critically. You have to be willing to think on your feet. Change comes from not being comfortable and analyzing what's going on at this particular moment. When you catch the fish and you have the fish on shore and it's not no longer in water, now you have to start farming the fish. You have to start nurturing the fish, start taking care of the fish until it's ready to eat. So you take the fish out the water, you have a bucket of ice, you put the fish in the ice, and as you putting the fish in the ice, you're keeping the organs, or you're keeping the fish alive. Your creativity is not alive because you are closing your thoughts. You are closing what you need to do. Your creativity only comes when you're able to take care of the skills, when you're able to produce the skills, when you're able to create a new change. You see, how to force change, you have to be willing to create something new. When you create something new, you're developing a skill. You see, when you develop a skill, you're learning the importance behind patience. Creativity takes time. Creativity takes discovery. Creativity is the secret to help you understand that change is happening around us, but how can I control what's inside of me to understand that my skill needs to come out and be displayed upon many people? Many people are waiting to hear your skill. And it's until you start showing your skill, people won't start paying attention to it. People won't start watching it. People won't start listening to it. People just won't start recognizing the game that you are, or the skill that you are sharing with others. There was an Emmy, what is it called? The Hip Hop Awards the other day. And as I'm watching as I'm watching the clips from the BET, that was like Beyonce just won the best country rap artist. And then Kendrick Lamar just won 5 different Grammys. And what I've learned is that as you are creative, no one sees the work behind the scenes until you produce, until you put it out there, until people start listening. And when people start listening, they start to say, this person is very creative. Congratulations to all the winners. I don't know everyone that won. Nonetheless, everyone won because of the amount of work that they put in when the light wasn't shining upon them. You can only do good when you're doing good alone. You can only be creative when you are creating by yourself. You can only be creative as you're displaying the skills that you have, because until you start doing it for yourself, until you start doing it by yourself, until you start doing it in a way where people are not watching. When people start watching, they will say, man, this artist is really good. This person is very creative. This developer is very phenomenal. Because of the amount of work that you put in behind the scenes. And then when you got in front of the scenes, your change was showing. Your change was displayed, because you're no longer the same person that you was when you didn't have the skill, when you didn't have the creativity, when you wasn't showing, your skill. Skills come from you creating change. And I just recognized how to force change. I said you have to create change. Change happens around us, but until it happened internally inside of us, it is happening without us. It's not until I recognize that I had a skill that I need to develop over time. When I started podcasting, because I just had a thought that I wanted to help others. Like I want to help others become the best version of themselves. And I can't help others become the best version of themselves if I haven't helped myself become the best version of myself. And the reason why that's so important is because I remember while being on the journey, there's been multiple times where I will say things, or I will pronounce things or say things in a way where I wasn't doing it. I didn't recognize that I was saying it based off the information I was learning. Just because I'm learning something new, if it's not applied information or applied skills that I've tried, failed at, and tried to learn, it is something that I'm just speaking about because I don't have the proof to show that I did this particular thing. Experience is the best teacher, and until I gained the experience, until I gained the skill, I was continuously putting myself out there because I wanted to learn. The issue was that I was learning on the go, and I was trying to teach what I just learned without applying the lessons that was taught to me. And then there's this second point when he knows that you have to apply the lessons. Apply the lessons. O-N-S. Apply the lessons. And I'm going to show it to the camera. Apply the lessons. Apply the lessons. Why do you have to apply the lessons? Because if you don't apply the lessons, how do you know you're getting better? If you don't apply the lessons, how do you know that you can get better? You can only grow in a way where you're able to be creative enough, where your skills are constantly showing, constantly displaying, constantly evolving. Because when you have a particular skill, that doesn't mean you can't continue to grow. It doesn't mean you can't continue to be creative. You see, I got two different globes right here. I got one that's colorful. Hello, I got one that's blue. I'm going to show it right here. I got one that's blue with all the different countries and things of that nature. And then I have one that's like tan with neutral colors, right? And so the reason why I'm showing this is because it's the same thing, but it's creative. It shows two different things, look at the size, okay? One is small, one can fit in my hand, one can barely fit in my hand. You see, creativity shows the difference of the products. Creativity says that even though one is bigger, even though one is smaller, it's still the same thing. Our skills, hello, put that back. Our skills may appear different, but it's the same thing because it's what helped us be creative. You can only be creative when you understand the skill that you are developing. The reason being is because you have to apply the lessons. If they would have made the same gold glow the same color, that wouldn't have been an issue. It just would have been another creation. If since I have two different ones, you see the creativity, you see the thought process, and you can recognize that the attention to detail. When you apply the lessons, you start paying attention to the details. The details is what catches the eye, because the details is the talent that's been developing in behind the scenes. Then when you get in front of people, your creativity is forcing your change, because your change comes from you understanding the process that you have to go through, the process that you have experienced, and the change that you have forced to come. There's a saying that say there's a force to be reckoned with, because until you force change, you're going to be the one that's reckoned, because you're not adapting to the change. You letting the change cap your creativity, hold your creativity, and scare away your thoughts. You see, one thing that stops a lot of people, it's the work behind the creativity. Yes, you can be creative. Yes, you can be thoughtful. Yes, you can be all these different things. But until you start applying yourself, until you start applying what you have learned, until you start applying a new way of thinking, life is going to be challenging, because until you think differently, you're going to do the same thing. And when you do the same thing, your creativity is buried within your thoughts. You can't develop a skill if you're not trying something new. When you're forcing change, you are understanding that your creativity is being built over time. You can build your skill over time when you understand what you are working towards. When you are forcing change, you are creating a goal around the work that you need to do, so you can understand the work that needs to be completed, so your creativity can start speaking for itself. When I was in high school, my creativity was playing football. My creativity was studying the plays. My creativity was working out. I was willing to do the work, because when it was time for me to get on the field, my 11th grade year, I understood that the work has already been done. Creativity comes from the amount of effort that you put in to be prepared for today. Kobe Bryant, who's a basketball player who passed away, and he was never nervous to take the last shot, because he prepared taking the last shot before the last shot even came about. What does this mean? It means when the stands was empty, Kobe Brown was in the gym. When no one was in the gym working out, he was there working out. When he was the only one in the gym, he was the one developing his skill, developing his craft, and being creative with the work that he needed to do for him to be prepared to take the last shot. You can only take the last shot if you're willing to be prepared. And when you apply the lessons, you're more than prepared, and you're preparing for the time when you don't even have to think about what you need to do. It just comes naturally. How to force change is that you let change, is that you let your creativity happen without you even stopping what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your thoughts, and how your skills are developing over time. Preparation comes from effort. Preparation comes from time. Preparation comes from you putting the effort in to really understand this craft, to understand this skill, and to unlock your creativity. Your creativity is kind of like in a box. I remember I did a video a while ago, and I had a little box, and it said the secret of life. If I'm not mistaken, it said the secret of life. I had one person write a note, and then I gave the note that the person wrote to another person. And I only did that maybe four different times, because I was keeping track of the amount of people that was willing to write something positive to give to someone else. In fact, that is a really good idea. I'm going to do that again. I digress. And when I first thought about it, I was in Southern California. When as I'm in Southern California, I'm standing there. I had my little GoPro, and I'm standing there with the GoPro was on my tripod, and people just walking by, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I like just ask you a question? Some would say yes, some would say no, and people would continue to walk. And as they are continuing to walk in, I'm not knowing that eventually somebody's going to say yes. I was building a skill when I didn't recognize a skill was being built. I thought I wanted to bring positivity out to the world and say, if one person write a note, if one person write a card, if one person write a thought, why can't I give it to the next person, let the next person read it and see what they think about it? Because many times in life, our creativity is so limited. You never know what you're going to pull out the box until you pull out your skill, until you pull out your, until you give effort of pulling something out. When you pull something out and you unfold it and you start to read it, you never expect what's going to be there. Your creativity is kind of like being in the box. Until you reach your hand inside of the box, your creativity is stored away on a shelf because it's no longer unlocked. It's stored away because you're not even trying to build the skill. And what that taught me during that time is that, one, we all have something to say. Is that, two, the things that we say matters the most because it shows us that someone is here watching us. That someone is here to appreciate our skills. And I remember the first person wrote the letter, wrote the note, and I went and gave it to the next person. They read it and they were surprised. They was literally surprised because they wasn't expecting that. When you apply the lessons, you don't know what to expect. It's just going to happen over time. And as it's happened over time, you are able to see more that your skill is being developed. Your creativity is being discovered. And the reason why your creativity is being discovered is because you stuck your hand in the box and pulled something out. And as you're pulling your skill out, you are learning that you can do more than you can ever imagine. Until you do more than you can ever imagine, your skill is waiting for you to unlock it. The reason why this is so important is because when you forcing change, you have to start with a thought. You have to start with a skill. The lessons that you have already helped you get to a certain point. I'm not saying that you can't learn more information. What I am saying is that you have everything that you need in order for you to discover your change. You have all the lessons that you need. You have all the skills. You have all the money that you need for you to be creative for yourself. The best piece of creativity is the ones that cost the low. The best creativity are the ones that don't cost as much. Because if you can be creative with this little stuff, with these little things, and you can create something from nothing, the nothing is more important because now it's something. I was watching this marketing video in my marketing class, and they explained how this, I believe, like he was in his late 30s, early 40s. And this man had a whole bunch of Legos, like a room full of Legos. And some of the pieces were small, some of the pieces was huge, and you like the pieces varied. Like he had so many different pieces in there. And it wasn't until they start showing the process. They start showing the building and start showing his creativity. He took a small piece or small pieces and created like a bathroom from it. But the bathroom was created from Legos. Do you know how creative you have to be to do something like that? And it was so simple, yet so good because his skill was so creative. He used what he had. Now, mind you, he was collecting Legos over the years. And he even said this. And he mentioned, he was like, sometimes it's cheaper to use what you have. Because if you can find the pieces that you thought you would need, the pieces that you have will help you be more creative. I said, ooh, that's good. It's good because it's showing your skills. Because when you apply the lessons, you are applying everything that you have learned, used, and got to a point where you are here. When you are here, you are at a point where you can understand that life is going to show you that your creativity is more important than you can ever imagine. Your skill outweighs the secret. And even though the secret is inside the box, eventually you will come back to it. Eventually you will discover it. Eventually you will recognize it. But it's the eventually that takes a long time to understand that your creativity is already inside of you. Until you recognize why it's inside of you, it's going to stay hidden because your skills get built as you are applying the lessons of a life. You have everything that you need. You have everything that you got. You have everything that will position you differently. Because when you start to understand that your creativity is forcing change, your change is building the skills over time, and which makes you be more skilled to be creative. I'm gonna read the comments right quick. Let me know in the comments. Oh, Victor Grind, what's up, bro? How ahead now, brother? I think I read that right. Yeah, and one thing that's so important, that's so critical, that's so special, is that when you apply the lessons that you are applying is your life lessons. Like everything that you learn from a kid to growing up to developing to becoming more, you're able to learn based off what you have already discovered. Now, to get to your next goal, to get to your next skill, to get to new opportunities, of course, you're going to have to evolve. That's where the force and change will come. But until you evolve, it's more so of what can I use today to help me get to the next point, to help me get to the next step. This is going to help not only prepare you differently, but it's going to show that you can be more creative, that you can be more skilled. Because if you can do a lot with little and not spending a lot of money, you can do a lot when you have a chance and opportunity to spend that much. But it's using what you have now that makes a difference, because as you're using what you have now, you're displaying your creativity. You're displaying your creativity. I saw this one video. They cut the water bottle. They cut the top and they put some dirt in it. And the dirt started growing. Like, how do you think something of that? And then when I started taking science class or getting educated, they said that you ain't supposed to do that. I said, oh, why not? They said because it can be harmful. But even then, the fact that someone thought about that. They took a water bottle and planted like some grass on it. I don't even know what they planted, but it was growing. It was growing. Your skill starts to grow the more you force change. You can't do the same thing every single day and expect different outcomes. In order for you to change, you really have to do something differently in a way that's going to display your creativity. Like, for instance, I've been recording and producing podcast episodes for the last 5 years or half a decade. And as I'm producing podcast episodes, I'm getting better. I'm getting good. I'm getting more confident. I'm learning how to share my story. I'm learning how to build a loyal following. And I'm learning how to make money just from podcasting. I'm learning all these things. And I'm applying the lessons that I'm doing that I've learned. But if I just stay in one particular place and keep doing the same thing, even though I'm learning something new, the results are going to stay the same. So now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been trying something or discover something new of what I wanted to do and why I'm doing this particular thing. And just now, as I'm speaking about it, about forcing change, I'm going to start changing the way I produce podcast episodes or podcast content or just content overall. I'm going to start changing how I approach this because I know I have to be willing to do more. I have to get out of my comfort zone. I have to really push myself. I really have to put myself out there. And as I'm putting myself out there, I have to do it in a way where it's going to display my creativity because I have to use what I have. So when I start developing the skills or building on the skills I already have, I have to continue to evolve. What does that look like? It looks like making podcast episodes outside of my office, outside of this place, outside of this specific location. Not just make content here, go outside, like go and meet people and connect with people. Because this way, you'll be able to display your creativity. So I'm taking my own advice that you have to really force change. If you're doing the same thing your entire life, how do you grow? How do you evolve? How do you learn? Because until you learn the skills that you already have, how can you get to the next step? If it was easy, there wouldn't be no award, because then when you would have to push yourself. And since you have to apply the lessons that you're applying, it comes from your previous experience. And your previous experience is helping you prepare for your future, because your future is something that you are working towards. And that's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to work towards your future from the skills that you have built. And I'm going to put create a new change, apply the lessons. And then down here, I'm going to put build your future. Build your future. And I'm going to show it on the board right here. Build your future. And the reason why that's so important is because when you build your future, you are building off the skills, life, and experience that you already have. But here's a deeper meaning behind it. As you are building your future, you are prepared to do the work today, so that when the future come, you can be more prepared for it. Like, for instance, saving is a big issue that I have for a long time. I didn't know and understand the importance of saving. I'm thinking paycheck to paycheck is good. When I was in the Marine Corps, the 1st and the 15th, you got paid. It didn't matter if COVID-19 was going on, because that's what actually happened. COVID-19 happened, and we still was able to make a living. We still was able to get paid, and we still was able to see that check on the 1st and the 15th. And the reason why that's important is because as the world is shutting down, even though the world is shutting down, you have to be willing to understand that the life lesson that you are preparing for only comes from the decision that you have made yesterday, that you have made in the past. Now, during that time, that's when I started podcasting. COVID-19 came in 2020. Yeah, 2020. And in 2021, that's when like the whole world like shut down. But I tell you this, it shut down, and luckily I was in the government occupation, like I was in the military, and I didn't have to necessarily stress about funds, but I still was living paycheck to paycheck, even though I knew I should have been saving just in case something like this happened again. But I wasn't thinking like that. And so the 1st and the 15th was the days that I looked for, because one, the bank that I had, I got paid early. So the 1st and 15th came, I probably got paid on like the 28th, depending on the month, the 29th. I got paid early. But even though I got paid early, as soon as the 5th came, I'm still waiting on the 15th, because now I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. The bills are getting paid, but as the bill getting paid, that's it. That's it. Because I wasn't preparing for my future. I wasn't preparing in a way where since COVID-19 came, the world had to shut down. And even though the world had to shut down, I was able to still make a living or still have a paycheck or two paychecks a month. I wasn't preparing myself for the future. I wasn't even preparing. This was back in 2020 when it happened, in 2020, 2021. But during this time, during this time, as I was in the service, I started trying new things. And go back to the topic of how to force change. I started discovering new opportunities. We did this mission and we went to Texas, and we had to do the COVID-19 mission. Like, we had not mission COVID-19. Like, we had to give COVID-19 tests. Well, we didn't because we was Marines, but the Navy people that gave, like, the older people, like, shots and stuff. But we was, like, security, not necessarily security, but like, we was there to give the Navy a helping hand. And so, as I'm there, before I even went there, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, we're in the military. The Marines or any military personnel has to get a haircut every week. It doesn't matter the week that goes by. You have to get a haircut every single week. And so I'm thinking, like, before we even go on this mini deployment, how can I position myself differently? I just don't want to go and do the job and then that be it. No. What can I do differently? And so before we leave, I'm like, hold on. Everyone is going to need a haircut. All the men are going to need a haircut. And it was one other barber that, first off, he actually knew how to cut hair. Like, it was crazy how he cut hair. Nonetheless, it was one guy that can cut hair. So at first, I thought it was going to be a bad thing because I'm like, dang, he can cut hair too? God, dog. I got a little bit discouraged. One, because he can cut extremely good and extremely better than me. And two, I'm thinking everyone is going to go to him because he built the skill. He's creative with the clippers and he know what he's doing. Lord, what's called lo and behold. I was wrong. Okay, yes, he was good. He was phenomenal. But the opportunity came when I brought my set of clippers and I was going to everyone saying, I cut hair. And as I'm going to everyone saying, I cut hair, people start coming to me. People start saying, yeah, you can cut my hair. Yeah, I will be more than willing to come. Now, let me say this. Everyone that sat in the chair while I cut your hair, I appreciate y'all. First off, because the haircut wasn't that good. I tried my best. But it wasn't that good. So I appreciate every last one of y'all that sat in that chair, that we had a conversation with, that I learned from, and you gave me a chance and opportunity. Here's the thing. The chance and opportunity came from me having the thought and me forcing myself to do something different. Me forcing myself to do something new. Me forcing myself to learn a particular skill. Now, as I'm learning this, I'm learning on the go. And the reason why you have to force change is because if you don't create change, it would never come. Not only did I get clients, not only was I able to cut people's hair, if I would have never went to other people saying, hey, I cut hair. Do you need your hair cut? I can cut your hair. If I didn't go around speaking to people, I would never have people to cut hair with. Why is that important? Because when you are forcing change, you are using your skills because you're creating something new. And as you're creating something new, you have to understand that the lesson that you're applying, even though I had this idea, how can this idea get brought to life, get brought to the world, get brought to others? Well, you have to force yourself to do the uncomfortable things, because as you are forcing yourself to do the uncomfortable things, you are more than willing, you are more than able to grow more than you can ever imagine. The reason why I just shared this is because when you build your future, you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be willing to take opportunities. You have to be willing to really understand that even though that you're trying something new, you're not going to be good at it. But until you start, you can never get good at something. I understood I don't need to be good. I just need to continue to do it. Now, there was days as I'm cutting hair, like my back was hurting. I'm exhausted, but that's okay. Because I was preparing for my future. Even though I was living paycheck to paycheck, that's okay. Even though I was living paycheck to paycheck, that's okay. Because I was building my future. Even though I didn't have any savings back in the day, that's okay. because I'm building my future. You see, I was willing to take that risk and say, I want to try something new because I want to force change. And you can only force change when you create something new. You don't need to be the best. You don't need to be the one and only doing things. You just need to be the one to commit to the process. And as you are committing to the process, the journey is going to teach you more about the skills that you need to have. Then that's when I start to learn more about fading, more about different hair textures. And first off, I didn't even know that as you are cutting hair, you can get splinters in your hand. Like if you're playing with wood and you end up scraping your hand, wood has splinters. You expect that. But for hair to have splinters, that was something new. That was something new because as I'm cutting hair one day, I'm like, God, dog, how I get a splinter in my hand? I force the change. How to force change is that you have to create change. And as you are creating change, you have to be willing to apply the lessons. You learn on the go. You learn more as you do. You learn more as you grow. You learn more as you develop. And as you are learning more about your skill and your creativity, you have to build your future. What you do today should be preparing you for your future. For what you're doing today should be helping you build your future. What you focus on today will strengthen your future when it's time for your future to come, because the actions you're doing today is for what you cannot see. And so if you got value from this, if you really enjoyed this, make sure you hit the like button and subscribe. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway. What is one way that you're going to force change for yourself and try something new and document how this is going to help you? Let me know in the comments that one thing that you're going to change. I would love to read it. I would love to learn more about it. Because when you start forcing the change, you are able to create the change for your future. So I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all like. Make sure y'all subscribe. And by the way, if y'all got value from this and you listen to this on a podcast or YouTube or any podcast platforms, make sure you leave a review, a 5-star review at that, sharing your experience on how this episode has helped you force change or help you learn more on how to force change for your skills and your creativity. I appreciate y'all and stay tuned to continue to develop and turn failures into knowledge, because failure is knowledge when you are applying the lessons of a life. I appreciate y'all.